XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Tonight we are talking about Reentry Month. The Prince George's County Economic Development Corporation is reaching out to returning citizens, providing them access to jobs, careers, training, even record expungement. These events start this weekend, and they continue throughout next week. As promised, I'll always make sure that all of the information is posted on WHUR.com after the program, so you can look on our website a little after 8:30. If you have a question or a comment, give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Jim Coleman, who is president and CEO of the Prince George's County Economic Development Corporation, and Walter Simmons, director of the Workforce Services Division of EDC. They are both here to talk to you. So let me go back to the phone lines. Christian, calling from D.C. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hello. I am calling to find out about opportunities where I can give back, where I can assist. I've worked in HR for a few years, and so something as small as like resume review or helping to hone in on some interviewing skills. Who should I contact if I'm interested in assisting?
Go ahead. You can give us a call, Christian. Give me a call, Walter Simmons, 301-618-8400. We're always taking volunteers, mentors, people to find access to resume development, interviewing skills. So we definitely like to have your expertise. If you want to volunteer with Workforce Services, 301-618-8400.
Okay. Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Christian, thank you so much. Jim, we've spoken a lot about what the returning citizens need to know. We're going to talk a little bit more about that. But for businesses that are interested in participating, because even though I know you have your ear to the ground for those businesses that are participating, you know, our reach here is broad. And I know they're just like Christian called and they want to know how they can help. There may be some businesses out there that say, look, I have a job, you know, I hire returning citizens. Can they participate? Is there a vetting process? What do they need to know?
We're calling on all employers. If you would like to be able to participate in this job fair, you can give us a call right there, like that number that Walter just gave at 301-618-8445. The key benefit for any employer is that we can provide federal bonding for any of the residents that are returning to make sure that you're comfortable, that you're going to be safe with your assets. We can provide that kind of protection, as well as we have new hire tax credits. And another program that we have in Prince George's County is called Hire Prince George's County. If you put any of our residents to work who are currently unemployed, we can reimburse you up to 90% of their salary for the first 6 months if you're willing to pay somewhere between $12 and $25 an hour. So wow. It is a fantastic way to be able to get an employee on board. We can help to offset that expense. And the reason why we're doing that, it's on-the-job training. We used to do it internally. We decided to give it to the job creator, the business, so that they can use that money to offset their expense, and it gives our residents a chance to get a good job.
Interesting. Let me go back to the phone lines real quick, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Christopher, calling from D.C. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
How are you doing today?
Doing just fine.
I'm just calling because I would like to know how do returning citizens acquire living wage employment if they're faced with direct or indirect conduct intended to gather criminal history information from or about an applicant using any method, including application forms, interviews, and criminal history checks?
You know, the first thing I would say is definitely look at the expungement clinic. Criminal records and backgrounds, you know, they help discriminate against a lot of people, especially African-Americans, you know, 1 million plus African-Americans incarcerated. So look at the expungement clinic. You know, we got the Reed Temple Prison Ministry Expungement Clinic that we're a partner of on March 25th. April 1st, Community of Hope and the Prince George County State's Attorney has an expungement clinic. May 17th, we have another expungement clinic with Maryland Legal Aid. On October 11th, we can talk about the new law that is going to help relieve some of this, but we have another expungement clinic after the new law goes into effect. But then also on the second day of next week, Tuesday, we're going to be talking about interview skills, conversation. How do you talk an employer out of a general mindset and show them who you are? Again, don't let your past dictate your future. There are people who are going to judge you, but you know, you have to be yourself, stay persistent and sell the person that you are today. And that's how we move forward with that.
Talk to me, Christopher, thank you so much. Talk to me a little bit more in detail about what happens at the expungement clinic. What specifically does that mean?
Well, the first thing we want to do is don't go to a for-profit lawyer and pay $1,000 for them to file, you know, 20 pieces of paperwork. Come to the expungement clinic and get services for free. What that means is they'll assess your background, let you know what charges on your record can and cannot be expunged. They'll show you where it is and what jurisdiction, help you file the paperwork, submit it on your behalf, and probably guide you through that process. You know, we all consider ourselves smart individuals, but when you start reading the code of law book, we're all going to get lost. Mm-hmm. So these are trained lawyers, 30 to 40 lawyers at these expungement clinics every time to help you walk you through that process free of charge.
Do you know what kind of convictions can and cannot be removed?
We'll let you know all about that when you come out to Reed Temple, but just top line, the bottom line is that if you've been arrested and charged, but you haven't been convicted, that right there is going to still show up on your criminal record, and that can still prevent you from being able to get a job. Those are areas where our lawyers, they're going to be there, will be able to look at those types of offenses, and we'll be able to find out which ones are eligible to be able to get them removed. So the bottom line is that if you've been arrested and charged without being convicted, then you have a big chance of being able to have those offenses that are on your criminal record removed. So we want to make sure that we get all of that off of your record so that it improves your chances and not it doesn't turn off employers.
Yep.
But the bigger opportunity, like Walter has been saying, is that if you come out to our office, we'll get you ready for March 31st. Your greatest chance, if you're listening to this tonight on the Daily Drum, is to come out to our big event that's going to take place on March 31st. Why is that? Because we actually have live employers that are there, and they already know that everybody that's going to be showing up, they have a criminal record. So you don't have to worry about it. They're looking to hire.
And on top of that, you know, no process, as Jim said, not guilty. New law, less than 10 grams of marijuana. Mm-hmm. If you have a guilty charge but less than 10 grams, you can get that expunged. And then also a lot of those, talking about our young adults. We've had a lot of callers come in, older adults, those vagrancy charges, trespassing, nuisance, things like that. Story. You can get those expunged. And particularly in Prince George County, we have the Knowledge Equals Youth Success, a youth program to help those 18 to 24-year-olds who have gotten off track, helping them get back on track and remove a lot of those barriers and move forward. So we got to forget, you know, in Prince George County alone, we have close to 5,000 18 to 24-year-olds walking around lost. That's our future labor force. That's our future workforce. We have that program, the KEYS program, Knowledge Equals Youth Success, that will be available to help those people. Because, you know, a lot of people forget. A lot of these young adults get those silly charges, and it follows them for the rest of their life.
And they don't know why. When they go to an interview, they leave there, they don't get a call back, or they just didn't get the job. But the employer's checked their record and has decided no.
Trespassing at 18.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're 28 and you're 32. And a trespassing something is following you around.
Yeah, that's a really important point. I want to go back to the phone lines, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. BJ, calling from Largo. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Mr. Fisher, thanks for having this discussion. It's a very needed discussion for the community.
Absolutely.
And Mr. Coleman and Mr. Simmons, thanks for giving the knowledge.
Thank you for calling in, BJ.
For those that come that's coming out and they're ready to come to the actual function as far as the job fair, if they don't have their resume together and not prepared for the interview process, what do you suggest they do?
They need to come Monday through Thursday. Connect the young adults, 18 and 24, connect with our youth program, our Knowledge Equals Youth Success, our adults, connect with our One Stop. Every hour of the day, starting at 9:30, resume, interview skills, how to communicate with an employer. Our goal is that you walk out with a resume. And not to mention, we're going to have food pantries there. We're going to have people that are talking about legal assistance, child support. You can get your license suspended, housing, vocational rehabilitation, adult education. How many people don't even have a high school diploma? So all of those resources. So you know, at the very minimum, you're going to walk out and know how to communicate with an employer, have a resume, and we're going to connect your resources. Monday through Thursday.
Harold, this is about empowerment. Bottom line is that we want, with this major effort, to have 2,000 of our residents who are returning to be able to get good high-wage jobs. Working at a minimum-wage job is not going to be able to help one of our residents to be able to take care of themselves. So that's why we're focused on these high-wage, high-demand jobs and to help them to get those jobs. If we can get 2,000 of our residents to get jobs at $50,000 more, that's $100 million a year that we can put right back into our economy in Prince George's County. That helps everybody.
BJ, thank you so much for your phone call. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Brandy, calling from Baltimore. Thanks for calling, Brandy. What's on your mind?
Good evening. I just want to commend you all for the efforts that you are making. This is very relevant. Your past mistakes do not have to define your future. This is very important to help people become self-sufficient that sufficiency and reintegrate into society. I am a individual who has worked for nonprofits throughout the country. It is our duty and our responsibility, and I pray that the Department of Labor budget does not have a negative impact on this and that you continue to share this program and this becomes a model to help people throughout the community as well as the country, because this is amazing.
Brandy, thank you so much.
God bless you all and keep up the amazing work.
Brandy, that's like what the master says, is not what you did for me, but what have you done for the least of these? And that's what this is all about, is helping everyone to be able to get to be sustainable, and we're not leaving anybody behind.
Okay, Brandy.
Absolutely. Thank you for your time.
Thank you so much. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're talking about jobs, career opportunities, training, expungement of your record for returning citizens. Give us a call. We're still taking your phone calls. Daniel, calling from Lanham. Thanks for calling, Daniel. What's on your mind?
How you doing, gentlemen? Just wanted to thank you all for talking about this. I had the opportunity to reenter society about 8 years ago and went through the struggle of getting denied jobs. And I had the opportunity also to go back into the prison and speak to some folks. And, for everybody that's listening, there's that saying where you'll miss every shot that you don't take.
That's right.
And sometimes when folks start getting discouraged, they stop taking shots. But you have to realize that all it takes is one opportunity. And from that one opportunity, you can build from that and show these people. And when I did get my shot, I mean, I worked over any available time that they gave me. I wanted them to see that, one, I was grateful, and two, that I was willing to work hard for whatever opportunities they were going to give me in the future. And I think that it is also a responsibility for those of us that have been incarcerated in the past to be able to not only be model citizens, but be model employees for the next man or woman that's coming up right behind us that will want that opportunity also.
Daniel, what are you doing now?
A little bit of everything.
Mm-hmm.
I started working at a golf course and got into college another thing is volunteering. Sometimes folks don't know about how much volunteering at a location could bring a job opportunities.
That's
but I
right.
started to volunteer at the college that I was going to and then ended up being part of the recruitment team there and eventually got to be the director of admissions there after, course of about 5 years. So I've been involved with education. I've also been involved within the churches in the DMV. So I get, my hands in a little bit of everything. When I was incarcerated also, I realized that I did like working with my hands. So really any opportunity that I get to, make a little bit of money,
mm-hmm.
Help other people, whether it be providing other job opportunities for other people and having them come help me at a job site.
Okay.
Anything I can do to just keep myself pushing forward, I try to do.
Well, Daniel, thank you so much for sharing that with us. Certainly that is inspiring for those out there that are looking to get to where you are and beyond, to get that first start. So, again, thank you so much for sharing that with us. I need to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk to Valerie in D.C. We're also going to talk to, I believe it's Omu, also on the line. So please stay with us. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're talking about jobs, career opportunities, expungement of your record for returning citizens. You don't want to miss this opportunity or this conversation. We'll be back in just a moment. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We continue the conversation about helping returning citizens with jobs, careers, training, expungement of your record. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Valerie calling from D.C. Thanks for calling, Valerie. What's on your mind?
Thank you. This is a great program. I know of a young man who's 21 who could use all of this, but he lives in D.C. Are these services available for D.C. residents?
Yes, definitely. The D.C. Department of Employment Services, Project Empowerment, our frat brother Charles Jones. You definitely need to go down there. The American Job Center, Minnesota Avenue. There's youth and adult services and specifically Project Empowerment services for returning citizens serving thousands a year. Please send them to Minnesota Avenue to the American Job Center and Project Empowerment.
Now, do you have to live in Prince George's to participate in this?
No, you don't have to. We're going to open it up to all our returning citizens, all our brothers and sisters that need help. For some of our trainings, if you live outside the county, we'll direct you to D.C., other parts of Maryland, Virginia. And then when you look at expungement clinics, I listed expungement clinics. I'll leave it with you so you can post it about. Mm-hmm. But also, our partners at Maryland Legal Aid, www.mdlab.org. You can log on right now, and there's a tracker of all the expungement clinics they're partnering with throughout the state of Maryland.
What's that website again?
www.mdlab.org, a tracker. I talked to them today. They said they almost do an expungement clinic at least three times per week throughout the state of Maryland. So there's a live tracker that can connect people with throughout the area, D.C., D.C. Department of Employment Services. There's a lot of resources out there, and people just have to be willing to go and take that leap of faith. And I always say, if you don't shoot your shot, you're never going to hit the bucket.
Okay. One of the reasons why you want to go to these clinics is that it's all free. Every offense in the state of Maryland is $30 to get it removed. So let's say if you got 10 offenses, that's $300. Mm. Well, you might be able to get them removed, but you got to go to somebody to get the $300. If you've been locked up, no one wants to loan you any more money. You oftentimes don't have the support of even your family. Your girlfriend doesn't want to care about you. Your wife is through with you. Your kids. Where do you get the $300?
Where
that's
do you
why
get the
we're
money
saying
to pay the lawyer?
To come to these clinics because they're all free. We can get this all done for no cost. Mm-hmm. And that's a good foundation to get started. You come in next week, sit down with our counselors, get you ready, and then you come out to that March 31st job fair, and it's going to give you a good chance of being able to get a good job.
Valerie, thank you so much for your phone call. Let me go to Mika calling from Oxon Hill.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi. I was calling in regards to a relative of mine who's an ex-felon. The charge was 7 years old, but his trouble is finding residential, being turned away from a lot of apartment complexes because of the record. He's still on probation, but like I said, the record or the charge itself is 10 years old. Where do people go in places in that case of trying to find residential, somewhere to live with a record?
You definitely, you're going to have to be persistent in that point. The federal government, unfortunately, still discriminates in the housing market against those with criminal backgrounds. But you should check with Prince George's County Department of Social Services. Then also just continuously posting a lot of that situation. You're going to have to look at private landlords.
Okay.
That are willing to overlook your criminal record, or some don't even check it. But a lot of private landlords you're going to have to check with. That's what I would say. Check with Department of Social Services and then also start looking at your private landlords.
Okay.
And then just one more question in regards to the expungement. Do you have to be cleared? Because he's also serving the rest of his sentence on probation.
Depending on the charge and what you're looking at, I would say when you come to expungement clinic, that's part of the information and that detailed case-by-case information that he would share with that lawyer, and the lawyer would probably provide him the best guidance.
Okay. Thank you.
I know, Walter, we're also going to have some resources there at our job fair about housing. So we're going to have folks there with social services and other programs.
Throughout the week, Monday through Thursday.
You can come to our office.
Department of Rehabilitation Services, Adult Education, the Prince George Community College, University of Maryland, the Education Opportunity Center. first-generation person going to college, mm-hmm. they have scholarships available. They can walk you through application process, financial aid. So there's a Monday through Thursday, not only are we going to help you walk away with a resume, interview skills, how to effectively communicate with an employer, we're going to have resources all the way from a list of food pantries to applying for college at the University of Maryland.
Jim, we've spoken about, you know, several sides of this, but the one thing we really haven't discussed is the impact of returning citizens getting jobs on county economics and development. Talk to me a little bit about that.
Well, a couple of things. One is that's why we're focused on 2,000 of our residents getting $50,000 or more. That's $100 million in annual income that goes right back into our families' households in Prince George's County. Second, it reduces the demand on our social services. If we can help that individual resident to be able to get on their feet, they don't need social services. And guess what? They're, oftentimes, their kids and family members will be well taken care of. This is going to help us to also break a vicious cycle that leads to not just continued incarceration with kids and future generations, but it also stops a lot of our families from having to deal with poverty. We've got about 130,000 of our residents that face poverty every single night, and oftentimes they're kids, and oftentimes it's in a home where dad is not there. And so we've got 61,000 households in Prince George's County that are led by moms who work hard every single day. They work retail and other part-time jobs on the weekend. When they get home, they're tired. They don't have often a lot of time to discipline and to help kids with their homework. They're worn out. And I would be like that if I had that situation, if I was trying to do it by myself. So if we can help 2,000 men, and I say this, we want to help men and women, but if we can help 2,000 brothers to get on their feet and to get a good job, oftentimes they'll be able to have the resources to pay for child support, which oftentimes when they come out, they're hit with it immediately on having to catch up. And they go into trying to find and get a job, and they can't get a job. Then they go right back into jail because they can't keep up with child support. So the bottom line is we want to pump $100 million, especially in households that need it, so that we can help all of our families to be sustainable, break these incredible impacts when it comes to poverty and hunger. And the bottom line is that if you can help one resident, you can transform lives for the next 125 years. My great-grandfather bought that farm in Kentucky 125 years ago. He sent 300 of his descendants, including myself, to college as a result of that. That same thing can happen if we can help somebody to get out and get on their feet. That impact could be 200 or 300 of their descendants over the next 100 years.
You know, we've been talking mostly about men tonight, but I'm sure that we want to make sure that women also understand that this is open to them.
Yeah. One in every 100 African-American women in our country have been incarcerated. And also what Jim's talking about, you know, 10% of children who go to school every day, of African-American children, have a parent who's incarcerated. So it affects the whole household of women. But a lot of, you know, at that one in every 100, if you're in Prince George's County, you're in the D.C. Metro, you need to take advantage of the expungement clinics. You need to take advantage of the career readiness and the job fairs. You know, there's a big push in apprenticeship now where they want to put women in these non-traditional fields. Hmm. Sustainable energy. You're talking about all these different opportunities. Solar City. How many times you see a Solar City truck driving around the Beltway? All of these opportunities, there's a lot of opportunities for women in these non-traditional fields of IT, construction trades, energy. So you can get that record cleaned up. Work on your interview skills, and you never know the opportunities that's going to come out there. And on the economic development, you know, we have some training providers and some employees that are going to be out there Friday who people don't realize were ex-offenders themselves. At one point in time, they were behind the bar. Now they go from a job seeker to a job creator. So it really goes across the board on who this affects and how it affects our communities. African-American communities are devastated by incarceration. So men, women, and even our young adults, please come take advantage of these opportunities. Come get your resume done. Come get your work on your interview skills and take advantage of this.
And talk to me real quick in these last few minutes. We've spoken about jobs and careers, but I don't want to miss the point about education.
Yes.
And some of those opportunities, because some people like Daniel who called, you know, have had an opportunity after keeping his nose to the grindstone of getting a job, but, you know, wanting to go back to school. What opportunities there?
So definitely, again, we talk about we can pay up to $4,000 to $5,000 in grants to help people get trained in a skill, get a industry recognized certification. We're going to have the University of Maryland's Educational Opportunity Center on site next week to help people with financial aid, college degrees, and all those things. You know, there's a lot of opportunities just today alone. For a CDL license, you know, there were 700 jobs in Prince George County alone, openings today for CDL. So
50,000 to 60,000 each.
It just goes to take. So the Education Opportunity Center, University of Maryland, is going to be on site next week to talk about financial aid, applications. Prince George Community College is going to be on site. People don't realize education is still the tool. There's a lot of skilled trades that they're looking for, 5,000, 10,000 skilled trade jobs. Got to have a skill. Let us help you pay for it. $4,000 to $5,000 in assistance. Work with the University of Maryland Education Opportunity Center for financial aid and application assistance. A lot of times it's helping people even answer questions on the application, the essay questions. You know, today getting into college is kind of like taking an essay test. So
yes, I know.
Opportunity Center, yeah. You have children going through that
I don't
process.
Think I could do it.
Let the Education Opportunity Center, University of Maryland, help you out with financial aid and completing that application. Let us help you out with some of that tuition assistance. $4,000 to $5,000. We'll pay for the tuition. We'll pay for the tests, the uniform, everything you need to get you on track.
Okay. Pell Grants take care of, really, community college at Prince George Community College. Pell Grant basically covers pretty much all the costs. We've got programs that even help to cover and close some of those gaps that you may have. Bottom line is that we're removing all barriers. There are no more barriers. We've got the financing to be able to make this happen. We've got the counselors to make it happen. But you just got to show up.
Yeah, you have to show up. And you've got
to come get you.
With, like you said earlier, with you know the right attitude for something
that's
like
a game
this.
Changer.
I want to thank both of you for coming in. Jim Coleman, Walter Simmons, thanks for coming in. We appreciate it. As I said, this information will be posted on the website on WHUR.com by 8:30 this evening. So please take advantage of that when you go to our website, and then you can also click on the link and it'll send you to the Prince George's County Economic Development Corporation. So, of course, if you're listening, it's PGCEDC.com. Of course, that's going to be on our website. Jim, Walter, thank you both
so
much.
I
appreciate it. That is the Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141 for this Wednesday, March 22nd. I'm Harold Fisher. You can follow me on Twitter at HFisherWHUR or at Daily Drum WHUR. Now, stay tuned for The Connection with Lorna Newton. Good night.
The Howard University Radio Network is WHUR 96.3 FM, WHUR World 96.3 HD2, student-run WHBC HD3, GlassHouseRadio.com, SiriusXM Channel 140.